Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Well, we've already decided that it's not appropriate to bring my cousins on air who are down right at the eye of the hurricane in South Louisiana. But Romy, don't you have a couple buddies that are part of the Cajun Navy? Think you could find them?
Get old Gringo on the line.
Yeah, get old Gringo. Cajun Navy.
They're
Why
on
not?
Patrol right now. Yeah, they've they got are. A toll-free number if you need help.
The levees are topping, actually. So this could get interesting.
We'll have to do that rejoiner next one. El Gringo's Louisiana Will Survive. It's a remake of Country Boy Can't Survive. It's hilarious.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if we can go to the phone. We have a couple of people been waiting very patiently. Let's bring Matt into the conversation. Who's going to bring him in? Not me. I pushed the wrong button. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Good. What are you trying to tackle around the house today?
Well, I'm painting a rocking chair on my beautiful patio with the ceiling fan going in the shade. So, you know, the last hour was perfect for me to listen to some additional upgrades.
Fantastic.
But, I had a question. I've got just a stack of old circular saw blades that I've used over the years. They've gone dull, and, you know, some of them are the cheap ones, and some are, you know, $70, $80, $90 blades.
Yeah.
Is it worth it to try to get those sharpened? Is there a place that does that? Or once they're dull, is it just take them, you know, someplace to recycle them?
Matt, it really depends on what you spent on the blade. The multi-purpose cross-cut, you know, 60-tooth, 48-tooth, 30-tooth blade that costs between $7 and $14 isn't worth sharpening, okay? But if you have a good carbide bit, you know, with a 40 or 50-tooth that you're doing fine finish cuts with, that you probably spent, like you say, 30, 40, 50, maybe 60 bucks on, those are worth sharpening. With this caveat, if you can find somebody that still does it.
Well, that was my follow-up question. Where?
Well, I only know one guy. Where are you in Arizona?
I'm in Chandler, Valley.
This guy's in Sunny Slope. He's an old Quaker guy that has a little shop, Olaf's Saw Sharpening, and he's been sharpening our blades for 40 years. But he literally is the only guy I know that still you could drop them off at the lumber yard and they'd sharpen them for you, but no more. They don't even give away free pencils at the lumberyard anymore.
No. So maybe I just need to stockpile them for a while and then, you know, take a trip to Sunny Slope and drop off a whole, you know, just truckload of blades to be sharpened.
Yeah. And I'd do it soon, because when we lose him, we may have lost the last saw sharpener in Phoenix. But it really depends on what you spend on the blade. And, you know, residentially, unless you're in the business where you're running that saw, you know, 4 hours a day, you know, $20-$25 is about as good a blade as you need to buy. And residentially, you should be able to get several years of usage out of that, depending on how many nails you hit while you're cutting your lumber. And that's about, you know, that's about as cost effective as you can get.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, Rosie.
Okay, man. Thanks for listening. Out there on his back patio painting that rocking chair. Now, see, that's a man that knows how to live on his patio right there.
Yeah, and just to follow up from the last hour, we got a text in during the break from someone who's actually in the misting system business.
Uh-oh.
And we just
I hate when the experts start texting in on something I said.
But he just wanted to make sure we wanted to clear up, you know, that an A-line, what they call an A-line misting system by itself will drop the temperature about 15 degrees ish. So okay. I think he was under the impression we were saying that just the misting system would take us down 30 degrees, but really we're talking about the whole package. And it may not temperature wise bring you down, but it's that chilling effect where
it's negative 10 outside, but it feels like negative 40
right
with the wind chill.
So with those fans and those shades and all of that stuff, that's when you can hit that type of effect, not just the misting system.
All right, very good. Well, make sure and thank him, because I make fun of experts that always played Monday morning quarterback and second-guessed me.
This was a good one.
That's actually how we've collected the great majority of our information at Rosie on the House, is by generous experts that share their expertise with us over the last 30 years. And we've put that all together at the website, rosieonthehouse.com. If you're not familiar with it, get familiar with it. What have you got there, buddy?
Well, I don't know. I was looking at our newsletter, and there wasn't generally we have our listener appreciation giveaway, some kind of trivia or something in the newsletter. But there's nothing there, so you guys have to help me figure out how are we supposed to give these away.
Okay.
It is Diamondbacks. They host the Milwaukee Brewers Saturday, July 20th, first pitch at 5:10. Great seats, Section K, Row J, seats 12 and 11, right above the dugout along the third baseline. And it comes with the best part, a Chase Field parking pass. So you can...
Let's figure out right after the break, when we come back with our 15-minute tips on projects to tackle around the house, we'll figure out how to give those tickets away.
Between now and then, all right. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions, 411-923. You can also email info@rosieonthehouse.com.